parents simply don't approve. Well, scientists now believe they have discovered why mothers and fathers rarely think their daughter's boyfriend is good enough for her. The belief apparently stems from a deep evolutionary instinct to see her settle with someone who will look after her and provide for her every need. The research has been conducted by British and Dutch scientists, and we can speak to one of those scientists now as I take you to the Netherlands, to a place called Groningen. This is Piet Vandenberg. I probably pronounced that all wrong, Piet.
Well, you almost got it right, actually. Usually English speakers say Piet, but Piet is correct.
Piet. And where you are, Groningen, was that right or not?
Groningen. Yeah.
Groningen, no.
We have that guttural sound to start the word.
Do you do it again?
Groningen.
Groningen. That better? I'll work
on it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, Piet, so tell me a little bit about this research. Why did you decide to do it in the first place?
Well, actually, one of the professors that was part of this study already did some research before, which was research in the field, where they asked people, both parents and their children, what would you find important in the mate of the children? So either a son-in-law or your own partner.
Okay.
And they found that there were some clear differences there. So basically they had some pattern that they saw out in the field, and now they wanted to know, where does this actually come from? Can we maybe find an evolutionary explanation?
So I suppose this is a generational thing more than anything. I suppose, you know, mothers and fathers are kind of, well, I imagine they're going to be looking for more practical qualities in a future son-in-law, whereas perhaps their daughter is looking for other things, shall we say.
Yeah, so out of these studies, it usually comes that the daughters are more interested in kind of the physical attractiveness,
yes,
and the smell and the sense of humor of their partner.
The smell?
Or, yeah,
intrigued.
The smell was important. Yeah.
Okay, right. Who knew? Oh, okay, so the smell was important. What they looked like, yeah. Sense of humor, yeah. I'm going along with all of that so far.
Yeah.
What about the parents? What were they interested in? Did they care what they smelled like?
Well, not as much, I would say. Actually, it's more about sort of the family background and things like religion and ethnicity and those kind of things.
Okay. And also, I imagine, how they're going to be able to provide for their daughter. Was that part of it?
Yeah, so that's basically what came out of our model. So we made a computer model in which you kind of simulate the evolution. And in our model, we find that over time, females start to develop less and less of a preference for good fathers as their partners, whereas their own parents would like their sons-in-law to be good fathers to their grandchildren.
Yeah, so the parents kind of want their daughter to settle down with someone stable, steady, reliable, whereas perhaps daughters are looking for, I don't know, a bit more excitement.
I guess you could put it that way, yeah.
I'm thinking, you probably won't be aware of this because it's probably not all over the papers in the Netherlands, but in the papers in England at the moment, there's a lot of comment on a relationship between Russell Brand and a lady called Jemima Khan. She comes from a very well-to-do family. She's a socialite, very well-connected, and there's a lot of comment that perhaps her parents won't be best pleased that she's hooked up with Russell Brand, who is seen best as something of a ladies' man, I think it's fair to say. I guess what the research can't tell us, though, is how, as a parent, you should go about telling your daughter that you don't approve of her choice of mate.
Yeah, I guess that's not something we can really help with.
No, absolutely. Were you surprised by the results of the research or not?
Well, in a sense, it was a surprise to us that we could actually see these patterns emerge in our model over evolutionary time. So this was what we set out to do, to try to find these patterns, but it was actually quite a surprise that we managed to find them.
The other interesting part of the research was that obviously it can lead to conflict over mate choice, because daughters, I think it was saying that basically if daughters do choose a mate who perhaps isn't able to support them, if they choose an unsupportive partner, then actually it's the parents who have to kind of pick up the slack.
Yeah, so that's actually kind of the core argument of the paper, that it's the parent who will, it's actually in their best interest to compensate their daughters if they choose a lousy father for a partner. So the parents basically do have to pick up the slack, whereas the daughters can basically count on the fact that their parents do.
Piet, thank you so much for joining us. Piet Vandenberg from the University of Groningen, I'm not sure that was any better, in the Netherlands. So, scientists have now proven that actually parents can't help it if they disapprove of their daughter's choice. They are simply acting the way nature intended. So perhaps that makes you feel a little bit better this afternoon if you can't stand your son or daughter's choice of mate.